Are there parts of motherhood that did not come naturally?
Do you feel overwhelmed? Are there secrets you wish you knew in advance about the motherhood journey?
Could you use a place to cope with motherhood, laugh your woes away, and lighten the mommy guilt?
Welcome to TORD, Finding a Mom Life Balance.
Welcome back to TORD, Finding a Mom Life Balance. This week's episode, Awe-Inspired Parenting. So, Memes, how have you been?
Good. I cannot believe the summer is almost over. The time is just going faster and faster, which the only thing I can equate it to is getting older. It's like when you're a kid, time feels so different. And as you're older, when it goes faster and faster, it just reminds me, you're not a kid. You're farther and farther away from being a kid.
Having kids doesn't tell you you're not a kid. Doing this podcast reminds me, I am not a child yet. But the days are blurring together faster and faster. Yeah, it's a problem. Like, I cannot, like, believe that I am about to enter Torn Tribe. I'm really, like, sad, excited about this school year. Because, one, my oldest is in his last year of college. Like, we just sat down and just talked about life. And I don't know if I'm ready for life. I'm not ready for him to be a career guy. It's just kind of sad. Exciting, though, that I got him that far. But sad, though, that he's going to have to start worrying about bills. That's not fun. I'm scared of having a middle school son again. Middle school is just no fun to drive. Like, too many hormones, too many emotions. Boys are really smelly. So, I don't know. Memes, I'm not really looking forward to that. So, there's a lot of hesitation with going into this school year.
That's funny. You're reflecting on these stages and milestones, and I have been so melancholy looking at my picture frame that I mentioned to you guys is a great Mother's Day gift, and I kept seeing back-to-back pictures of the baby cheeks on Soph, like when the face, it's not this first grade face that is now turning into the second grade face, it's because they just look so grown up now in the elementary school age. It was this, the cheeks, the baby, the mischievous look in her gaze was always there, is still there, but there was just like chubbier cheeks and this little plumpy face that was really goofy. And so I'm feeling a little nostalgia too of like, oh my God, I have a second grader. She's so cute.
Yeah.
And the school. And we are excited about the senior year in college for Justin. And I just feel like it's going so fast.
Yeah. Before we know it, we'll be crossing that stage. Better be, you know, that's the truth. They better be crossing that stage in May. So there you go. So Tour and Tribe, as we reflect on these parenting, leave us in this state of awe. We kind of wanted to define what we mean by awe and how we would like to share different ways that we allow this practice of awe in our daily lives to inspire our parenting.
And so the English teacher in me is ever grateful to my English teacher, that EU, that gave us this pretty succinct definition. As a noun, awe is used to express a feeling or wonder, amazement, and deep respect. It can also be used as a verb and mean to inspire with awe. So often, I find myself saying I was in awe of dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. So memes, if you had to choose like a category to categorize kind of how you get to that state of awe.
My first is probably when what we call coincidences, fate, things aligning. I really like finding that in life. I always found myself enjoying it in literature, in the arts. And funny enough, I was telling a story today to someone who's reading The Four Agreements, that which is a book about these four agreements. I know his name is Don Manuel, but I'm gonna mess up. Ruiz, it's Don Manuel Ruiz is the name. And I had read the book years before. Then this group, Camila, I really liked, did a video, and he was highlighted in the video. And they highlighted a symbol that had been popping up for me a lot, which the epiphany felt stronger at the moment. Like I feel removed from that epiphany, but I still carry with me the pieces at that time that seemed like they were aligning to drive me to thinking about faith. And he promotes like being impeccable with your word and how to relate. These four agreements are really about how to live life in a pretty simple way. And so those are the things that caused me awe. Like that all that came together. Something I read, this music I enjoyed in this video that was crafted a certain way to give this kind of like it was kismet, right? Like I feel like there's something bigger than us that painted or drew all the lines to come together to get to that point. And I often find myself in awe and trying not to miss the epiphany or not
Yeah.
to miss the message. It's like, am I getting the right message? Did I pick the right bits of this together? And why at that moment? So for me, it's like answering those big questions, meaning of life, why are we here? What's our purpose generally as humans? Like, what's this experience about? I often find awe in the things about life that bring us a little closer to understanding it.
Yeah. I could definitely relate, because I will say awe, because it's a feeling marked with an event. Like when you look at the definition, it's like the two things come together and produces this awe, that it often makes me realize that as I was reflecting on that word meme and preparing to have this conversation with you, like the one thing that I noticed the thread throughout my life is that awe has driven me to do the radical. And so it's because I experienced awe that I went from being an atheist to being this devout Judeo-Christian, right? So it's like the words leapt off the page, the people, the conversations lined up with the pastor on the Sunday morning, that I could not explain it away anymore. And I became smaller. And it's the same thing with why I even became a parent, right? Because had that pamphlet not lined up with scripture that I had read the night before, adoption would have been so far from my heart. And parenting would continue to be so far from my heart, because Torn Tribe, I don't know how long you've been with us, but I'm the parent that wanted zero children. So, and I ended up with four. So I realized that it's this being inspired, this awe experience that has caused me to dive in 2 feet into big things that have changed how I live my life. And so, one of the main places that I go back to on a daily basis that leaves me in awe are scriptures, like the Holy Bible, because I read it, and until you experience it, it sounds like foreign, but the words literally pop off the page. And then those words pop off, and then you live your life that day, and all of a sudden, that word circles right back around to you, and it's like, oh, this is what you read in the morning. This is why you read it in the morning. Now you know how to respond to this. An example that just recently happened to me, meme, and we were in Israel, and we decided we were in the city of Jerusalem, and we decided, you know, Bethlehem is only like 5 minutes away. It's like a 5 mile drive. So we're going to go to Bethlehem and we're going to see where Jesus was born. Right. And earlier that day, I was doing a devotional with my boys and reading about a scribe. And the writer of the devotional is just telling us, like, value the Bible that you have in your hand, because so many men risked their lives and were held in captivity and were hiding to translate it for you to be able to read what you read today. Didn't think much of it while reading it, right? Until I cross into Bethlehem and realize that, one, the Christian population there is pretty close to 0%, right? They're living in secrecy there. There are no Israelis allowed there because it's still semi-disputed territory. And I get to the heart of the church that claims where Jesus was born and all this stuff. But right there in the center is a statue of Jerome, a scribe. And it, like, on this simple little plaque, it just says, this is where he hid to write the Bible in Latin. And I'm like, and I just stood there staring at the statue. Nobody else, like, people were just passing by it. Like, everybody's there to see the star where Jesus was born, right? Like, they don't care about this statue in some random courtyard. But yet, that statue spoke volumes to me. Because on the way out of Bethlehem, it was difficult to get out. We didn't have all the right documentation to cross over. And I stand there with fear. And I'm like, but yet Jerome put his whole life on the line to translate this holy text because he believed it so much. And can I do the same, put my whole life on the line just simply to cross over a border? Right? Like, it was just a very profound moment. And so ever since then, like, it's inspired my parenting because I'm opening their eyes to how much sacrifice goes in for what we take for granted, our daily comforts, right? We, as Americans or English-speaking people, we have so many different translations, and we, you know, most houses have like 10 different copies of the Bible, and we just take it for granted. But when you're taken back, you become a lot smaller and you become more appreciative. So scripture has always been, ever since that encounter in college, like, been a daily source of leaving me in awe. So, and that weaves into my parenting because I often teach my kids the scriptures and train them up in actually incorporating it into their daily lives so that they can be awe-stricken time and time again. And another example where this happened, where it made me realize that it actually is so influential in my parenting, is we're sitting in the city of David and we're looking at the ruins of David's palace and Solomon's palace. And we're sitting for a light show, and the light show projects on the ruins. It's like the most beautiful thing. So if you ever make it to Jerusalem, Torn Tribe, go to the city of David, go to the night show, and it projects on it the story of Nehemiah. And it goes through the entire, every single chapter of the book of Nehemiah through an interactive, like, video, but it's projected on the walls and water's, like, coming out of the walls and all this stuff. And it's about Nehemiah building the second temple, or, like, building the walls of the temple. And my son turns to me and says, Mom, God has been preparing me the entire time for this moment, all summer, for this moment, because that's what we studied in Sunday school, was the book of Nehemiah. So even seeing scripture come alive for him, right? Like, actually being in the place where it happened, being able to touch the wall that was actually built in those scriptures, come to life for him and see his awe moment. I was like, Memes, you're onto something here with awe inspiring our parenting. It's just nice when we recognize it, like you're saying, like, let's not miss it.
And And even your example, your phrasing, because Torn Tribe, yes, we prepare. We have a topic where we are by no means scripted. You've definitely heard me go on and on about something along these years. And the word you use is prepare you. And I guess that's what I think about with my parenting, is that everything that moves me in a way that I almost don't move for myself, which has everything to do with like what motivates me. I'm an obliger. Like I've said this before, I'll show up at the gym to meet my trainer, but it's not because I'm going to work out. It's because I'm not going to not meet my trainer. Right. And I do everything to have the kids as prepared as they can be. Right. I don't want you to miss the moment. I don't want you to miss the message. I don't want you to let an opportunity go by. And so I think a lot of that, like when we started talking about the things that are the areas that we would want to inspire our kids, it made me think about what's the thing I'm doing. And just now, as you were like, well, God's been, you know, Zeke saying God's been preparing me for this all summer. And that's what it is. We only get it almost like if we're primed, because tons of things happen all day long, but the ones that connect, the dots that align, the message that we get, the goosebumps we get, or the moment we feel, is because all the things before, or the pausing, or the noticing prepared us to.
Yeah, and that's what I love about this topic of ah meme, is that you need both. You need the feeling and the consciousness of the feeling to be moved, right? Mm-hmm. That produces action. And so Torn Tribe, as I was thinking about this topic and thinking about the word awe, it's like you have to be feeling. So are you feeling in your parenting? That's the question that I kept asking myself, because I do know that there were a good 2 years I was not feeling, because I was trying to survive, or I forced myself to become numb because I was so tired and so worn out that I didn't have time to feel, because I felt like my feelings paralyzed me or caused me to not be able to get out of my bed or leave my bathroom floor. Like, but you need to feel it.
Mm.
You know, and when you go back to those moments of awe, like, because, you know, thinking about it, it's like they make you do radical things. Like, I think back to that dorm room prayer that converted me, and I can still feel it, right? Or I think about seeing my son Sasha for the first time running down the hall before he was my son, and us choosing each other, right? That was awe. To like, oh my goodness, even with my afro, you're going to love me. That was an awe moment, and I still feel it over the first time holding Sam, like having never given birth to a child and just looking at this little thing with a wobbly neck, trusting that I wasn't going to drop him, right? Like, just awe. Or just, you know, I remember Zeke, the first time he lifted his head, like, it left me in awe, because he did it faster than any infant I've ever seen. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're amazing. But it's that, but you have to be feeling. So Torn Tribe, if you're in that season where you've numbed yourself, I just want to encourage you to start feeling the pain again, because that's where awe lives, and it will inspire you to move out of the negative pain and embrace the joy that awaits on the other side.
Yeah, it's it's healing.
Yeah, it heals you.
And so in hearing some of the things you've been tying together, it reminded me that in that epiphany of like the song and the message and the whatever, I was in the throes of like finding me. Mm-hmm. And having noticed the symbols and the reading and embracing the music I liked, and it made me accept me. there was like a moment of like the things you're reading, the things you're doing. It was like a continue on this path because it's leading you to more of yourself. And I think that's, I talk about it all the time. Like I admire that there is this literary, you know, like system of like the hero discovering these things and coming back and teaching the thing. And I want the kids to have that blueprint so much earlier than I figured out that blueprint even existed in the world. And I think you discover your lessons in your own time, but knowing that there is one, that being prepared, I think makes for like a less painful journey.
Yeah. I agree. And that the other area that you make me think of that helps you tap into awe if you're having a hard time feeling it are relationships, right? And parenting is definitely a relationship. You know, that's its hierarchy, but it's still a relationship, you know. And I was thinking about this the other day too, like how many times we choose a career or we fall into a passion because of the awe that we have in a relationship. And that you can have like relationships with celebrities unbeknownst to them because they influence you. Like me and Lauryn Hill were very tight, you know? And because me, I go back and I listen to her Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, by far the best album ever known to man. And I look at the scriptures in her lyrics. Yeah. Like she was introducing me to Bible without me realizing she was introducing me to Bible. And it's like, how did I miss it? Because now it's so loud. I'm like, every other lyric, you're serving me up Corinthians or like some New Testament, Old Testament concept. And it was just because when you're in awe of someone's talent or in awe of how someone conducts their life, you open yourself up so much more to be inspired. And you might not know what you're being inspired to do, but nonetheless, inspiration is happening, right? So I think relationships are a great one, whether that's, you know, it could be your marriage, it could be a coworker, it could be a celebrity, it could be your own child, you know. And then just having that understanding, it's like, it led me to come home from my trip meme thinking about this. And I had to ask my oldest son, because if relationships can draw someone into the experience of awe, and my oldest son is in the place of having to make hard decisions this year, you know, do I move back home when I graduate, or do I follow a job and build a life there? Right. Mm-hmm. It made me come home and ask him, have I been loving him well? Does he feel that I love him well and support him? Because I think the people that love us well and support us allow us to experience awe, because we are so amazed and we marvel at how they're loving on us, right? It's a feeling. And I'm like, partly thinking, I'm like, well, if I'm doing this well, no matter where you go,
mm-hmm. you'll feel always, love.
Yeah, you're gonna feel my love, and you're gonna be inspired to do great things. So it's a parenting tactic, Torn Drive. Ask your children and really tell them to think about it. Because I gave him a good 24 hours before he answered me in his nice convoluted way, but he still answered me. But it's just, relationships are a great way, a great source of awe, inspiration, and they could truly influence how you parent your children.
I love that you highlight that, because in my reflections or in the acts, for me, love brings me awe. Because I think it can be so revolutionary and powerful and destructive in different times. And we have to like know how to manage the awe, right? So I think being able to love Omar and give my love the way I do to him, to my family, to my siblings, is an example that I the kids to see. The concern for each other, the affection for each other, the even the disagreements, even the holding your ground on your opinions. But love, because it's transformational, right? And so then when I thought of the things I was thinking about in what do I pass on, what do we do? Because sometimes it feels like it's actions that we see or measure more than the feeling sometimes, or that we discuss. So I love that I have the space with my sister, because it always leads us to these other discoveries that again are not scripted. It's my love for the world, its sights. It's my love for tradition and history and art and music that I try to share. But it's really my love of our kids and our family that make me like lean in and show up and share and want to have quality time together, right? So it's love, like, but it's awe-inspiring because you know so many stories, historically so many stories, or personally so many stories of how love grows and can be transformational or heartbreaking or beautiful or sad, but not fearing love. Mm-hmm. And really like living with it and sharing it.
Definitely. And I've just seen relationships for me personally always drive me to be a better version of myself. Mm-hmm. Like I was just reflecting this weekend or this week while I was sitting in the airport and stuff. And for the first time ever, Torn Tribe, I did something that Athena never does. I invited two individuals to meet me at the soccer field and suffer with me in the heat. Usually it's just me, my husband, and the unfortunate siblings that can't drive and stay home alone that get dragged to the soccer field, AKA support their brother. But for some reason, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be vulnerable and I'm going to put it out there and say, hey, do you want to meet up with me? You want to hang out? I know that. But where I'm going to be from like 3 to 6 is a soccer field. Do you want to just sit there and chat and catch up? It's not like it wasn't like a crazy far field for them. Like I was traveling far for the travel game, but it was relatively close for these two individuals. And one individual never really answered the question. Another individual showed up. But what shocked me and left me in awe memes is how much that filled my cup. Mm-hmm. I said, why is that though, right? I have a husband that always shows up and sits through the games with me. But for some reason, I take that for granted, Torn Tribe. I don't know why, but I do, because it doesn't fill my cup as much as this individual deciding, yeah, actually, I am going to spend the Saturday evening with you and sit and cheer on your kid with you and talk about other stuff on the sidelines. It was just powerful.
I think the whole transaction is moving because it's the openness to ask. It's the weight of what others will say, right? And I think even it being more than one person, where the one ask, if the person who didn't respond or didn't know how to take that or what the expectation was, because I think we all underestimate how vulnerable we feel in relationships.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think that person might not, I'm more curious at the no answer. And I'm impressed that you're asking. And I'm curious at the no answer, because I guarantee you it came out of a place of fear of disappointing. If they did show up, because it's not a traditional way people will say, let's hang, right? If your kid is not at soccer, why are we sitting at soccer together or whatever? But I think it's also beautiful that the one that you could appreciate the one that came meeting you where you were, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, because it was just, again, another relationship leaving me in awe that someone would actually want to do life with me, because we're not in the same season of life, but they enjoy my company so much that they are willing to step into my season of life for at least one Saturday evening. And that meant so much to me, because we all know relationships can be hard, you know, mm-hmm. and it, because either we're going, you know, they're never 50-50. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what makes them complicated. But he even spoke to my kids. Like, Sam was so excited to have my friend there cheering on the side. Like, he asked so many times. He's like, "You sure? She is coming, right?" Like, she is coming. So I'm like, "Yeah, she said she was." But it was interesting to me, because, like you said, we don't realize how much we fear vulnerability until we put it out there. I'm like, wow, that was harder than I thought. Just put it out there. Come suffer with me.
And I'm so glad that the payoff is so much more, you know, it's so worth it. It's so worth it.
Yeah, definitely worth it. So definitely was a situation where the awe of the relationship energized my parenting, and it helped me get through another soccer tournament weekend. It energized me so much, like getting up the next day for our 8 a.m. game, which meant we had to be at the field at 7:30, which meant tour drive, I had to leave my house by like 6 a.m. in the morning with a tired 11-year-old. It energized me to deal with all that. So
that leaves me in awe.
Yeah, people are like, you did what before church? Like, oh yeah, we were at a soccer game. Yeah. But another area, and whether you're a hiker or not, I think we can all agree, nature leaves us in awe. It could be anything, like any part of nature, whether it's watching the birds or hearing the birds tweet, tweet, tweet along. They got so much to say. Like, I didn't realize how noisy birds were, Torn Tribe, until one day trying to record out in my gazebo. I'm like, this ain't going to work. Hear the birds. But whether it's that or like waterfalls, like for me, waterfalls leave me in awe every single time. I don't know. Like, I was so puzzled. So we're hiking through Engedi and Israel meme. I've done it before. I've seen tons of waterfalls, because we live very close to Pisgah National Park that has over 200 waterfalls. And it could be exactly the same fall I've seen before, and I'm still left with my jaw dropped and my heart racing so fast. Like, I don't even know what to do with myself. I don't know what it is about rushing water. It's those, like, rushing, powerful waterfalls that I'm just like, wow.
I agree. Mine is water as well. I love the ocean. I was just saying earlier to my team that it's where I am the most aerobic. It's in the water. I'm like, you want me to move? Mostly in the water, I'll move. And I agree with you, because I can sometimes leave running water and almost not notice it in a really bad, don't get mad at me, Torn Tribe, I know. My daughter continues to tell me how we should save water, not waste water. But it's just something that happened that it almost becomes my own white noise, background noise. I don't hear it because it is soothing to me. I feel embraced. I feel at one and like renewed in it.
Yeah, I think the reason it leaves me in awe is that I find balance. Like, you're given perspective. So I remember, and I think the best trip that helped me realize how much nature puts me in awe and how much it actually energizes me is when years ago we did our Yellowstone trip with Dave, because I had never camped before that time. I didn't think I liked camping because I'm like, bugs, dark, and what am I going to do with my hair? Like, Torn Tribe, I'm not that girly, but my hair, ever since that, like, middle school bad haircut, I'm very protective of my hair. I don't like my hair looking messed up. So I'm like, what am I doing for all those days? And let alone bathroom. Like, what do you do for the bathroom? Like, come on. But it did not faze me. Like, because I was seeing just bison be bison and bears be bears and hearing the, like, wolves, you know, howling at night and
not chomping on you, but just no, howling.
No, we I didn't even see them. All you did was hear them because they were off in their caves. Even though
that is scary.
Dave was on a hunt. He was the Homo sapien tour guides were talking about messing up nature out there looking for his wolves. He's like, I don't believe y'all. I think that's a soundtrack that plays at night. I want to see it. But we did not see any wolves. We just heard them. But you just see the large trees and just the backdrops and you just get lost in it all. And all of a sudden you realize, I'm part of this. I'm part of creation. I'm part of this ecosystem. What I do actually impacts these animals and this whole system they have going on here. And so I often equate it, like my nature experiences, I often equate it to John the Baptist's experience when he met Jesus as an adult. You know, they were cousins and everything, but as an adult, and he's paving the way for Messiah. And then he finally gets to the point where he tells people, you know, this is the guy that I'm even unworthy to, like, loosen his sandal straps. But he's asked me to baptize him. And John the Baptist just says, let me decrease so that you can increase, Jesus. And that's kind of how I feel every single time I step out into nature. Whether that's floating in the Dead Sea or hiking up a trail or just simply sitting in my backyard watching the sunrise, it's like the constant inner prayer to experience awe. It's like, help me to decrease, like, all the noise of meetings and bills and the next thing so that I can fully take in what nature, creation, and God is trying to tell me through it all, right? So that's what inspires me to, like, nature inspires me to slow down and also just be. Because you never see a tree struggling to live. Mm-hmm. And you also don't hear it sighing. I sigh a lot. So I just sit out there. I'm like, okay, I hear you, Jesus. Just be. That's really hard for me. Just be. And so there's often times where he'll throw me out into nature and just remind me, Athena, just be. I created you, just be. Which I just think is amazing.
So I think we're on to something. We're still choosing grace, but I think we also have to find awe and live in awe more often.
Yeah, and display that to our children, because they often model that for us. If we're paying attention to what excites them and what gets them up and why, like, I mean, like, ever since you text the awe text to me, I was like, this, I think, is why my sons never run out of energy. Honestly, like, they live full out days of, like, doing crazy things that suck up so much energy, yet they gain more energy. And that's what I've noticed in them, is that they are just constantly in awe. Mm-hmm. They're in this perpetual state of awe. And I'm like, oh, that's something to be learned, and I'm gonna hack it to out energize them. I'm gonna start being more in awe and being conscious of it. So, Torn Tribe, I hope you found this energizing and it provoked questions like, are you feeling? What are you building into your days to give yourself space to experience awe? Because awe takes time, it takes reflection, a lot of introspective looking, and feeling.
And now for our men's segment, where we share a highlight from the week.
So, memes for our men segment. And if you've been with us a while, Torn Tribe, you know the men is what's keeping us together, what's helping us get through the week.
Well, I have to say, I love, like what's been falling into place for us with our topics, our conversation. But honestly, Torn Tribe, it is having the space with my sister. I listen to a podcast on my way to work. I send her a text. I'm like, okay, this is the thing on my brain now. Or we're talking about the kids and a phase they're going through, or we're sharing a phase that's going on. And it just feels good for us to have this unique thing that we share. And it's a place for us to think about our families and think about ourselves and challenge ourselves, and it's mending. So
Yeah,
thanks.
thanks. Well, I think along the same thread, my mend is collaboration. I really enjoy collaborating with folks and memes. Like you said, we've been on like this collaboration high, which I'm like, don't taper off, don't taper off. Like, I've been journaling a lot, so. And that's what I realized. The more that I spend time journaling, the more I spend time just being, collaboration comes a whole lot easier. And so, and it's been really cool lately because I've actually been collaborating with you and Dave, our brother, Torn Tribe. And it's just been a lot of fun because, you know him, he's the like carefree music sound guy, right? So he just brings out stuff that I just didn't see. Like, we're working on these videos, and I'm like, oh, I did say that in a kind of cool way. You just made it cooler by having the words pop up on the screen. Like, oh, that's how that happens. But this like topic of awe also memes, I realized like most of the people we like listening to or that we, you know, that muse us. It's because they leave us in awe. Like the way that they collaborate their stuff together and bring it together is awe-inspiring. So I don't know. Like, I've really been enjoying collaborating with you guys and even with some other folks. I've been collaborating in different spaces and it's just energizing and makes me like want to read more. And then find ways to do that with my kids rather than like I was telling my oldest, I said, you're getting into this space now. Like, our relationship is going to the next level. I'm like, we're no longer like just guiding you and telling you what to do, right? It's entered that season of true friendship. And I'm shocked that we're there. Like, I heard someone talking the other day. It's like, can you be friends with your kids? I'm like, yeah, you can be friends with your kids. It's just, you just got to pick the right time. Don't start too early because then you'll never get the respect you deserve. But this is the time. This is the time to be a true friend. And we all know Torn Tribe, like, I don't know. I believe I talked about it on this platform. Like, friendships are hard for me. And so that's kind of the fear with becoming my kid's friend. I'm like, oh, I hope I'm not a stinky friend. Like, I want to
Oh,
be
well,
near
no,
you.
it's
That's
only
the point.
uphill from, I think it can only be uphill from here, because right now, Soph and I are in that relationship. Like the meme that says that your kid is like that broke friend that always needs you to buy them stuff. So when I see the meme of the kid in the aisle, like, can you get me this toy? So it's only uphill from here. We can only, we'll just be better friends. We'll be better friends to each other in the future.
Yeah, that's what's been meant to me, is the collaboration with folks and the opportunity to create together and muse over different topics and think about them from different angles and then see it all come to fruition. So it's been exciting.
Yes, and I would say while in other spaces we're always advocating to be louder and lean in, this is to let yourself be a little smaller and encourage your kids to know when to allow themselves to be smaller so they can appreciate the beauty that's out there.
Yes, and so Torn Tribe, to continue to partner with us and hear these tips. Step number one, leave a review, please.
5 stars solamente.
Yes, the more you rate us, the wider the audience becomes. Let's help other parents out. Let's let them know about Torn Tribe, a source to help them bring some balance to the parenting life. And memes, tell our folks how to stay connected.
You can drop us an email to tornmlb@gmail.com and follow us on socials on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for joining.
Choose grace.
When you feel torn, choose grace.